Shall I think?
He moved out. The corner boy's picking up.
Ah, okay. We're up to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. We already learned this a little bit. We have a din of Zachin Liadam Shalai Bifanov. If I want to give a matana to somebody and he's not here, I give the matana to one who is here and he picks it up and he's kind on behalf of the one who's not here. So that's Mishnayis in Bav Shalom Aleichem.
He moved out.
Okay. We're up to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. We already learned this a little bit. We have a din of Zachin Liadam Shalai Bifanov. If I want to give a matana to somebody and he's not here, I give the matana to one who is here and he picks it up and he's kind on behalf of the one who's not here. So that's Mishnayis in Bava Basra. There's a machlokes hatanaim whether that din is a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Some tanaim hold that that's only a takana derabbanan, that there is no pasuk and there is no din deraisa. And because it's only takanas chachamim, so one view in the Mishnah, there's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. It's interesting, this Mishnah is a very old Mishnah, Mishnah Keduma. This appears in Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus, Rashi writes in Shabbos in the first parak, was written down before the Mishnah. That's why it's called Megillas. Megillas means Rashi writes in Daf Yud, I think, in Masechet Shabbos. Called Megillas Tainus because it was Megillah that was Biksav, because it doesn't really have halacha. It has a luach. It says starts off with Nis and Niyah, Siv, and goes all the months of the year. And it tells you which Yamim Tovim are celebrated in every month, how long, what the background of the Yontif is. And once in a while, it sneaks in a halacha derech agav. So this is one of the halachas that smuggled into the Megillas Tainus. This machlekes hatanaim, where the Zochen Liadam Shalai Bifanov is only on behalf of a person who is bar mitzvah. I want to give you the matana to be zeich on behalf of somebody else. If somebody else is a bar mitzvah, or bedafkin not a bar mitzvah, or it does make a difference. That's how we pass them. That does make a difference whether the mekabel hamatana is a gadol or a katan. So one opinion in the Mishnah that zochen liadam shalai b'fanav is only takanas chachamim. It's only takanas de rabbanon, and they only make takanas. They are only changing dirim deraisa. All takanas de rabbanon and dirim amanas are based on hefke beznei. So we understand how it works. They are mafke the moment, if I think. But they only have a right to declare hefke beznei hefke if they see that there's some need. Shelo letzorach stam with no need. They should change all the dinim deraisa based on hefke beznei hefke. That's not right. So if I want to give him matana to a katan, that even if he would be here, he wouldn't be able to be koine. So they wanted to give him a break. They wanted that the katan should also be able to be koine. A katan is a halab badas. So they made it a takana that someone else can be koine on behalf of the katan. But a gadol, a person who is bar mitzvah, let the fellow come in person and I'll give him the matana. Elamai, he's not here? No. So the world's not going to come to an end. So when he'll show up next week, he'll come next Tuesday night. So I'll give him the matana on Tuesday night when he does show up. So one Tana holds that Zochen Liadam Shalai Bifanav is only Takana de Rabbana. They only made the Takana when there's a great need. When there's not a great need, they didn't make the Takana. We don't paskin like that. We assume al pi pashtus that Zochen Liadam Shalai Bifanav is a din deraisa. That's why the Mishnah discusses even Zochen Liadam Shalai Bifanav by a get. A man wants to divorce his wife, and he writes the get, and then he wants to give the get to the wife, she's not around, so he gives the get to somebody else, that the someone else should be zeich on behalf of the wife. So Mishnah says that it's a chayv, that the wife probably does not want to get divorced. The husband is supporting her, and even if the marriage is not so gevaldik, the Gemara says, tav lemeisav tando, milemeisav armelo, even if she's more educated than the husband, she's making more money than the husband is making, still, the stomach would prefer to remain married. So we assume that in most conditions, in most cases, under most circumstances, it's a chayv, it's not a schlus. But we discussed, the Gemara in the end of Yevamos says that if you have an unusual situation where it's clearly a schlus for the woman to receive the get, so then the Gemara says, he will say zachin adam shalav b'fanav. So you see that zachin works even by a get, not just by dini mamonis. It's the chisa v'heter. So you see the pashtus is that zachin adam shalav b'fanav works mina tayra, it's not mida rabbanon. Or a ger katan, the Gemara has in the first parak in Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph, if you adopt a non-Jewish child, so you can convert the baby before he's a bar das, before he even knows what's going on, you do a meal on the baby, you do a tefillah on the mikvah on the baby, and you make the baby into a yid. Aye, but he doesn't understand what's happening. So the Gemara says it's based on the principle of zochen l'adam shalai b'fanav. We assume that it's his chus. If you're going to say that zochen is only the rabbanon, so what do you mean? Min ha'Torah he's a goy and mid the rabbanon he's a yid. It's a very strange concept. So the Pashtus and all the Gemaras is that we totally reject that opinion of that Tana. One Tana holds, an obscure Tana holds. Not an obscure Tana, it's a blazer, but it's an obscure Shita. An obscure Shita that has never been accepted. The Zach Lav Shalafanim is only Midirabban. We hold that it's a diminator. But it only works when it's a schus. So the Tanaim have the machlekes in our situation. And then writes a shtar shichru to free the Avikneini, and the Avikneini is not around, so he gives it to someone else to be zeicher for the Avikneini. So by the get isha, he wrote a get to divorce his wife, we assume that's a chayv. Aye, but the wife now has all the options. If she wants, she can say, I want it. Whatever, let's say I give a matana to someone else to be zeicher for someone who's not here. So as soon as the person finds out that there was zeicher matana for them, he has a brevet to say, I don't want the matana, and it's broken legamre. You don't say that the matana belonged to them until now, and we can't lahab on that. Tigloi Muslim affair, the whole zeicher lav shalav fun of his neck, I make mikovakol. So why is it so bad over here? Let's say if I give the get to somebody to be zeicher me for my wife, so my wife has all the options now. She wants, she has the upper hand. She wants, she can accept the get. It'll be good if she wants, she doesn't accept the get. So why isn't that an act of zochin? So you see from our Mishnah, we mentioned, the Dinesiva says, you see from our Mishnah that that's not called zochin. You give a person all the options and he has a barrier to either to decide yes or no, that's not called zochin. Zochin only applies if right now it looks like it's going to turn out that they are going to be happy with the act that we did. I gave him a matana. I gave you a matana to be kind for someone who's not here. Some Mistama people want matanas. Why not? It's a significant thing. They probably will appreciate it. There are people, there is a miyut of people who will not want a matana to say that he doesn't want. But if from the very beginning it's questionable, it's a 50-50 suffix whether he really wants the matana, then even if later on he says he does want the matana, we won't say that it's Zach Nadam Shalav Fanav. It has to look right now as if it's going to turn out for the best. So by the Get Isha, for sure, we assume that it's a Chayiv. By the Shtar Shich Rabbi Knaini, that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. Ha'emer, a man says, Ten Get Zeli Ishti. He writes the Get and he gives it over to someone else and he says, I want you to give this Get to my wife. Or he says, Ten Shtar Shich Zeli Abdi. Give this to Shtar Shich to my Rabbi Knaini. So the Reb Meir's opinion is, even after the other person takes it, but he didn't deliver it yet to the Isha, didn't deliver it yet to the Evikneini. If the Baal or the Yodan wants to back out before it's delivered, he can back out because you don't say Zachon Yodan Shlevifonok.
So Barnevet, you don't say that Alfa Wudel Oilum that he's over an Esser, therefore shouldn't be able to do it?
He is over an Esser. He's over the Esser. But you still say Zachon Yodan Shlevifonok? According to the Chachamim, you still say Zachon Yodan Shlevifonok. Why don't you say Yovid Loi Mahani? Taisus Rekta Kasha. There is a Machlekes Abai V'Rava in the first Perek in Tmura. What do you do? It's a very general Machlekes, a very broad Machlekes. The Gemara comes out, there's hardly any Nafkimina, if any at all. The two versions in the Gemara is that maybe there's no Nafkimina, maybe there's only one slight Nafkimina. So the Gemara has an abstract Machlekes. If there's an act that the Torah prohibits, you're not allowed to do something. And someone goes ahead and he did that. Not like eat chazan. Go ahead and I eat the chazan. You're going to say, I'm still going to be hungry. I eat chazan, my stomach is full. I'm not allowed to carry on Shabbos. I carry a book from one house to the other. Going to say, the book is not there. It's there. No, the book is here. That's not shaykh machlokes. What if the Torah prohibits me from doing an act, and that act creates halachic ramification? Al pi halacha, it creates a chalos. Let's say I sold something, I bought something, and the Torah forbids me from doing that. So should you say, Mil Sadam Rahmana Lo Sabin, an act that the Torah forbids me from doing, cannot bring about a chalos? If it's a chalos, you eat non-kosher food, your stomach is full. So that's the mitzias is like that. Yeah, that's not shaykh to have a dispute. But if it's a halachic chalos, so that's a machlekes abai verot. So one opinion is that Yovid Loi Mahani, that since you have no right to express das on such a situation, so even if you express das, it cannot bring about any chalos, yeah. So that's Tosis Fektakasha. There's an Issa to be Meshacherer Evet Kanayin. And Machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, how you read the Pasuk, Le'olam Tavoidu. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Pshat, that you don't have to free the Evet Kanayin at the end of Sheish. You don't have to free the Evet Kanayin when it comes Yoivo. If you want, you can keep him forever and ever. Le'olam Tavoidu, if you want, you can keep him. And Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion is accepted, says, more than that. No, that's wrong. You must keep him forever. You're not permitted to free the Evet Kanayin. He's in violation of this Isser that he freed the Evikanai. So Taisa has Takasha, if you all like that opinion in Temura, that he Ovid Loi Mahani, that if you do an act that was forbidden, it cannot bring about a Chaloi. So Taisa Svek Takasha, how can you whenever you're Meshachar and Eved Kenayni, you should say that the Shechra is not valid. You should say that it never takes effect. You never found it in Gemara like that, that it's only if you were allowed to be Meshachar and Eved Kenayni. And if you did it Bavera, so it's not Chal. That's Taisis Kashas. So Taisis gives up. The Gemara asked a lot of Kashas. The Gemara answers up all the Kashas. How come you have a list of cases? Let's say I give a ring to an Eishes Ish and I say Hariyat Mekudesh Asli. So I'm not allowed to do that? There's an Iser. You're not allowed to do that? And if you did it, the Kedushin is not Chal. So the Gemara asked Akasha, don't you see that Yovid, Loi Mahani, so how can there be a Machloikis? And on the other hand, what if I give a ring to Koyin, gives a ring to a Grusha? And he says Hariyat Mekudesh Asli. So there we pass in the dinners that the Kedushin is Chal. So how come there's no Machloikis over there? How come we should say, someone should say Yovid? Loi Mahani, how come everybody agrees the other Mahani? The Gemara says, no, that's a Pasuk, and that's a Pasuk. In every case, the Gemara comes out, everything is a different Pasuk. So it comes out, there's practically no Nafkamina. It's our Shailah Gemara, whether there's one Nafkamina or zero Nafkaminas. So Taisis says, what about this Nafkamina? So Taisis works out Agansa Teretz, why everybody will agree here that Yovid Mahani. That by when you give a Shtar Shechut to the Eved Kenayni, it will be Chal. Taisis makes a whole drasha, why it's so. So again, so if a man wants to give the get ishta isha to someone else to be kohen on behalf of the wife, so that all the tanaim agree that that's a chayva, that's not considered a schus, even though the wife has all the options, because it looks at the present moment it looks like it may not work out to be a schus. So even if it turns out the schusa, it's not called a zochah. But what if he gives a shtar shichur Rabbi Kenayni? So Rabbi Meir says that's up in the air. It's doubtful. So therefore, whenever it's doubtful, whenever it doesn't seem that it's going to work out for the best, then you say that it's not called Zochen. The Chachamim disagree, that's how we pass them. V'gitei Noshim, if you gave a get isha to someone else to be Zoich on behalf of the wife, that's a Chayiv. Avaloi b'shechur Yavodim, my Shechur Rabbi Kenayni, if he gives it to someone else to be on behalf of the Yavod, we assume that is his Chus Lefi, because the Dinish is Zoch Leon Meshlai B'fonov, V'chav Nolod Melo B'fonov. If you give a get to the Isha in person, you can even get Bal Korach and the get is going to be Chal. But you can't give the get to someone other than the Isha and say he should be Zeicher for the wife. That's a Chayv. But the Shtash Shechur Rabbi Kenayni, that's a Schus, so that does work. So the Chachamim explained, why do they think that the get Isha is a Chayv and the Shtash Shechur Rabbi Kenayni is a Schus? Shem Yirtzu Shalal Ozan Asabdo Rashoi, because if an Odon being an Eved Kenayni is a miserable thing. On the one hand, it's wonderful. He has a job.
All the advantages in the household.
He's taking care of everything. So the Mishnah says no. Shem Yirtzu Shalal Ozan Asav Derasha. If the Yodim decides that he doesn't want to feed the Eved, he doesn't have to. The Gemara is going to discuss, is that really so?
Yeah.
The Yodim says, I want you to work 24 hours a day and I'm not going to give you any food. That's what it means. So the Gemara is going to explain what's going on here. However, let's say the man's going to decide he's not going to give his wife any food. So he cannot do that. So that's one of the shibudim. Habal is mechuyev b'mezaynis ishtay. Yeah. It's machloikis hatanoim in ksubis, whether the obligation to support the wife is min ha-Torah or min ha-Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins like that opinion that supporting the wife, giving food, and clothing is their ice. The Rambam learns that that's pshat on the pasuk. Share ksus ve'enosa. So oina means tashmish amita, and share means food, and ksus means clothing. And the Ramban Achumish picks on the Rambam why he paskins like that Tana, that the overwhelming majority of the Tanaim did not accept that opinion. The overwhelming majority of the Tanaim hold that the obligation of the husband to give food and clothing for his wife is only with the Rabbanan, and they interpret the pasuk differently. Everything has to do with Oina. Everything is aspects of Oina. There's no, the Mizainis is only with the Rabban. Anyway, but it's with the Rabban. It doesn't make too much of a difference. It's on the level of the rice, it's a little strange. What are the obligations of the husband? Only Tashmish and food and clothing, not. But at least with the Rabban, that's the way it stands. So that's what the Mishnah says. If he wants not, if the husband decides he's not going to support his wife, Ein Rashoi. He cannot do that. So therefore, to give a get to the wife is a chayva.
She loses out
for sure. And to give the shtar shechut to the Eved Kenayni, he's not really losing out. Adrab, he's gaining his freedom, and he didn't have such security before while he was in Eved Kenayni, because the Yodin didn't have to give him a zaynus if he didn't want to. Sure. Omer lahem, so Rav Meir tainis back to the Chachamim. Ay, but there's a gevaldige chisorin in the Eved Kenayni being freed. Varehu poysel asavda min atruma, kishem shu poysel asishta. But what if he's an Eved of a Koyin? So not only is a kohen permitted to eat truma, eishes kohen is permitted to eat truma, ever k'naini of a kohen. Ever divi of a kohen is not allowed to eat truma, but an ever k'naini of a kohen is permitted to eat truma. Kinyan kaspa, kohen ki k'nefesh kinyan kaspa. So it says the behemah of the kohen can eat truma, the ever k'naini of the kohen can eat truma. So he's taking away, if he's an ever k'naini of a kohen, and the od don't freeze him, ayidei acher, you're taking away the opportunity to perform a mitzvah.
But he doesn't have to feed him at all when he's there. So he is
out. What's the mitzvah?
Even if he doesn't feed him. Eating truma, he said, bracha. Well, a kohen says a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'kedushas shalom tzivanu al achilas truma. He can't say kedushanu b'kedushas shalom, but he says asher kedushanu b'kedushas tzivanu.
He's just eating food.
So that's the question. When you give truma to a behemoth kohen, so Mistama, that's not an
etzvah.
The behemoth doesn't say a bracha. The yadin doesn't say a bracha, right? The owner doesn't say a bracha. That's not a mitzvah. That's a heter. That's a heter. There's no iser. You're not allowed to feed truma to behemoth Israel. I, the behemoth nishkin yid, so what's wrong? You're not allowed to feed truma to a goy either. Why? Because it's a dover shel kedusha. And you're mechalet, shaloiki mitzvasai. But to feed it to a behemoth kohen, even though there's also no kima mitzvah, so that is a pasuk that you're allowed to. So that's the question. What about feeding truma to the evet kenaini? What about eishes kohen? What about an eishes kohen eating truma? Is that a mitzvah? Or should you say no? It's only a heter. She is not a kohen. So she's not a kohen. So it's like the behemoth. The ishta is like the behemoth kohen. That's it. Or for these purposes, yeah, that's the shaila.
Give the Baal himself?
No, the Eved can get truma even not from the Adon. He can get directly from the farmer.
How about the behemoth coin? Can another Yisrael give truma too?
Are you mekayim a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Nesina, by giving it? The Gemara Yevamos talks about that. The Gemara Yevamos talks about whether Cholk and Truma le'Eved the base agranis.
That's only because you don't want to make it that he should be.
I think it's only upsazaitig echashash. I think Benatir it is mutar. I think it's beferish in the Gemara. I think you are yoytzer the mitzvah of Nesin. Yeah. I think Benatar Yuwa Yotze the mitzvah and Sina, even if you give the base agronos, if the farmer gives it to the Eved Kohen directly, it's only Chashoshes Midirabonim that the Gemara has. You have to understand, you have to figure out based on different Gemaras what is the nature of the mitzvah of Nesina Struma. Nesina Struma, maybe you're not Yotze, you're not only Yotze if you give it to the Kohen.
Is there a preference? If he has a little bit of Truma, he can give it to Eved or to someone else. Is there a Kadima?
Whoever you want.
Or it makes no difference.
See, the truma that's given, no, Eved is Mashikon, Eved Kon, a rabbi, other rabbi.
That's right.
The Odon is kind of. Maybe that's the explanation why.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, he doesn't have to feed him.
He doesn't lose anything by eating
at home.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, does he have a preference which one to give first?
Is there a kedima? I only have a small amount of truma. Yeah. Let's say a behemoth kohen, you're not allowed. Let's say I have a loaf of bread, that's truma. I have a bottle of wine, that's truma. You're not allowed to feed that to a behemoth kohen. Behemoth kohen, right, you're only allowed to give to the behemoth kohen, Michael behemoth. That's a problem. What do you mean, Michael behemoth? Michael behemoth is not chayvin truma and maisus.
Yeah,
whatever's Michael adam, you're not allowed to give to the behemoth.
From that food, Michael behemoth, no? Or it's got spoiled, let's say.
Okay, it got spoiled. Okay. Well, the Gemara talks about feeding karshinim shel truma.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim explained that karshinim is that this some kind of a thing. It's roi l'achila sodom a little bit, but basically human beings don't eat it. So it's roi l'achila sodom, so it's tevel, it's chayvin truma, a maisvis. But since normally people do not eat it, so that truma you're allowed to feed to the behemoth kohen. But real truma that maichal odom, you're not allowed to feed to the behemoth kohen. So what if you have real truma that's roi l'achilas odom, and you can either feed it to the kohen or to the eved kohen? Would you say that this is a mitzvah and this is not a mitzvah? Would you say no? The eved kohen eating it is also a mitzvah. So that's takashara. That could be that's what's involved. Is a pirush hamishnayis l'ram. I have to learn the Gemara some more. That could be that's the machlokes hatanaim. The Rav Meir Tain is your mafsid the eved the opportunity to perform a mitzvah. That before, when he belonged to the kohen, he was able to fulfill a mitzvah of eating truma, and he would say, Baruch HaShem K'dushanu can't say Asher Kedushanu b'kedushas shel Aaron v'tzivanu al achidas truma, but he says Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achidas truma.
Isn't it a trade-off? You know what we're talking about? All these other mitzvahs he's going to do now when he's... So while we're picking on one mitzvah, it's truma, so he's got 364.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
This is an advantage because...
He can do those mitzvahs anyway.
He could volunteer, but there is any mitzvah yes. And this one he won't be able to fulfill at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. So Rav Meir Taina is that he's losing the mitzvah.
If you give a kohen's eved truma, who's mekayim the mitzvah?
The mitzvah of Nesina or the mitzvah of Nesina? The farmer is yotzei the mitzvah of Nesina. Yeah. The question was what he raised before. Are you yotzei in the mitzvah of Nesina because kol mashe kana eved kana rabo? So the adon is kaina. So in that, so the adon is kaina. Or maybe you don't even have to be kaina. That's a question. Let's say I invite a kain to eat in my home, and I give him a drink of truma, and I give him food of truma, and I'm not makne it to him. I just serve it to him, and I make it accessible, and he eats it. Am I yotzei in the mitzvah of nesinas truma without being makne? If I make it available to someone to eat, kimitzvasa, is that? So that's a big machloikis in Chayshe Mishpat. That's machloikis, the Nesivis, and the earlier Achranim. The early Achranim all assumed that the mitzvah nesinas truma is only fulfilled if you makne the truma to the koyin. And the Nesivis thinks that it's not correct at all. He thinks when I make it available for the koyin to eat, that's a shayna mitzvah. When I put it on the table, that's already the nesina, even though he wasn't koyin at all. The nesivis claims the only time it's, let's say I'll invite a koyin katan. Let's say that's what the rishayim have a discussion. The Gemara says that mikir adin, you permit a Gemara in the end of Lulav HaGozel, that you're allowed to give truma to a koyin katan. So they have a whole discussion if you should say that the katan is not koyin min haTorah, so how are you yotzei in the mitzvahs nesina? So they have all kinds of terutz. So the Nesiva says he doesn't think you have to give terutzim. He thinks the kasha is based on a mistake. He thinks there's an error. The kasha is based on a mistaken assumption that Nesinas Truma, the mitzvah Nesinas Truma, means that you're makna the Truma to the coin. He says, who says you're makna? Nesinas Truma means you make it available for the coin to eat it. So I make it available for the cotton. The cotton went to mikveh, he's tahar. He's not tummy, so he eats it. So shayin. So I was yotzei Nesinas Truma. Nesina means I make a hachana for the achilas Truma. Shayin. So if the coin can.
Even without a hakna,
there's no dim of mashikana ishokana. Yeah, because with the rabbanon there's a dim mashikana ishokana bailo. Yeah, there is such a dim with the rabbanon. Yeah, mashikana ishokana bailo.
Eved has to go to the mikvah also before he eats it.
Sure, and Eved is also mekabel tumah. There's a taisus in the end of Nozir, in the last parak of Nozir, taisus is mesupik where the Eved Knaini is mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Kivega writes on the side, are they crazy? Of course they never can come through. What kind of a suffix is that? What kind of a wild suffix? Thomas Mace. There's a suffix where the never can is Makabal Thomas Mace. So Rabbi Kivega says, of course it's Makabal Thomas Mace. Why not? Mechat, he said that not. Taisis in the first parak in Psochem in Arab, where the Zohar, Taisis has a shayla whether a Shivcha Knainis, who gives birth to a baby, has a Thomas Yoledis. Maybe the Pasuk says, hey, Israel, put a. Only a Israel is not a Shifra. Maybe. But Taisus is not there also. That they have that Tuma also. But to say that a Nebuchadnezzar is not Mekabel Tuma, that if he touches a mace, or if he touches a dead sheretz, or he touches an Adam Tomei, then he's not Mekabel Tuma. Mehecha Taisa. How can you say such a wild thing? It's a strange Taisus.
If a Goy touches a mace,
a Goy is not Mekabel Tuma. A Nochri is not Mekabel Tuma. But a Nebuchadnezzar is Nishken Nochri.
Yeah, the whole thing.
A mace. If he comes in contact with Tumas mace, he needs Paraduma. Hazosh Shlishishvi. Yeah. So Rab Meir Tainis Nachamal, that's what it sounds like. Rab Meir Tainis. Om Alohem Bahalo, Havarehu Paisal Asavdim and Achum Shem Shu Paisal Asishtoi. But you're stealing the opportunity of the Eved to fulfill this one mitzvah. Of Achilas Truma. It sounds like Rav Meir holds that when the Eved Knaini eats Truma, it's not the same as the Behemoth Koin. Even though it's lined up in the exact same Pasuk. Koin ki knafish kinya kasma. It sounds like he holds that there's a difference. The Behemoth Koin eating Truma is a heter. A heter Achila, that is not a violation of the Bitl mitzvah of Shalat Truma. Hashem ken, the Eved Knaini have a Koin eating Truma. That's a Kima mitzvah. The Eved will say a bracha. So he says, how can you consider this a schus to steal away from him, to make it impossible for this Eved Knaini to ever fulfill this mitzvah again? Amru lo, said the Chachamim, said, yeah, what's mitzvah, ben mitzvah, b'nei shu kinyona, it doesn't mean mitzvah, it's a heter achila.
Yeah.
So now he has the heter, later won't have a heter, you're not taking away any mitzvah from the Yevet, He's not losing any mitzvahs. He's losing a little food, but he's gaining other things in exchange. So the trade-off is worth it. That's what it sounds like, the machloikis hatanoimens. That's what Achrayim point out. Based on the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, they get the impression that that's the machloikis Rameh HaChachamim. Whether they have a K'nainish or Koyin eating Ramanach Mizem, it quotes a lot of Achrayim who discuss this in the Sefer Zer Avrom. The Yoris HaMeach only had one daughter, and the daughter was married to a great Talmud Chacham Rabbi Avrom Luftbeer, and he died leaving no children. Then the daughter died. Yoris HaMeach was left with no children. So they had no descendants. After the son-in-law died, Rabbi Avram Luftbeer, so in memory of the son-in-law, Rabbi Menachem Zemba used to correspond with him. So he published a sefer that's called Zer Avram, that this should be Bimkoim children, that he never had any children, the Chidush HaTorah should at least remain. It's a beautiful sefer. So he has the correspondence that they sent back and forth. So this is one of the essays that he has in the Zer Avram on this theme, on this topic. Whether the achilas truma are you the behemas koyin eats truma, that's a heta, that's not a mitzvah. But the shad is, what about eishes koyin eating truma? What about a neviknaneshel koyin eating truma? So some want to say, based on a Rambam of Pirush HaMishnayis, that perhaps that is the nekudas hamachloikis between Rab Meir and the Chacham. Okay. So now, in connection with this Mishnah, the Gemara has a discussion. Zog the Gemara, there were three Amoraim who were sitting. The Rebbe was dozing off, he was half asleep, and the two Talmidim were awake. So while the Rebbe was taking a nap, they were talking and learning. Yosef Rav Huna v'Rav Yitzchak v'Yosef Kamei d'Rav Yirmiyo v'Yosef Rav Yirmiyo v'Komen Amnim. The Rebbe was sleeping and the Talmidim were awake. Taisus quotes the Rabbi Natam that the history is not always Gehal. How can it be that he was the Rebbe and he was the Talmud? So Taisus says it's a different Rav Huna and it's a different Rav Yirmiyo. It's not the same Rav Huna that you thought. Okay. Taisus has a lot of times like that with history. A
couple of times.
Who? Yeah. You have to know which generation you're talking about. Okay. But whoever it is, there was a discussion that goes as follows. Shma min amid Rabbana, Yosef Rav Huna v'koma. Rav Huna made a comment on the Mishnah that runs as follows. Shma min amid Rabbana, from the position of the Chachamim, the Rav Meir, that's how we paskin. Machlek Zameh and the Rabbana, we paskin like the Rabbana. From the Psak of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, we can infer the following din regarding the principle of Zach li'adam shalai b'fana. What's the din in the following case? Let's say I borrowed a fortune of money from everybody. I owe the sun, the moon, and the stars. I owe everybody money. And then people see, so I'm going to pay. I'm going to pay back the money. I owe everybody money. Then they see I'm going to the casinos and I'm gambling away all the money. So other people, let's say the people who loaned the money to me, the Malvim, are not around. They don't see what's happening. But other people see, Sigefelach, the guy's going to gamble away the money. Let's say he's throwing the money into the fire. I'm sure it's gamli gam loch lo yit. Throwing the money into the fire, burning it up, he's burning all of his assets, burning all the furniture, and he's destroying all of his property. So the people who lent him the money will not have any place to collect the money from. So comes along a person, and he wants to retrieve something, he wants to save something for the malvin. So let's say I only owe money to one person. So someone comes along and he sees I'm destroying all of my property, and he likes that other person. He sees that it's not right. I'm destroying the property in order not that he shouldn't be able to collect. So that the Gemara knows for sure that there would be a din of Zach and Liadam Shalai Befana. If the Baal Chayv himself would be here, if the Malva himself would be here, he would grab the furniture and the money. He would grab it and hold on to it. There's a din in the Chumash, Lo Sov Al Beis Alavet Avoto. If somebody owes me money, I'm not allowed to barge into your house without permission, or even with permission, I'm not allowed to walk into your house and take a mashkin. But what happens if I did walk in and I took a mashkin? So then the Gemara says, you wouldn't say, there wouldn't be a machlaik, it's the Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lamahani. The Gemara in Bav Metzia has a pasuk, the Gemara in Temura has a pasuk, that you say, Yavid Mahani. This is for sure. If I walked in and I took a mashkin, so the Baal Chayv is kind of mashkin. It has a higher level of Shiba Nechasim on that mashkin, and I have a right to collect from that. So what if I'm not there when you're destroying all of your property and someone else is there? So that the Gemara knows for sure that Zochen Leonim, Shlei Befanav, someone else wants to do a taiva, that you shouldn't destroy all of your property. So just like if I would be there, I'd be able to save something and grab it, and it would be a din balchav konamashkin. So somebody grabs on my behalf, so I say Zochen Leonim, Shlei Befanav, they did a taiva for me. The only case that's a machlekes is, what if I owe money to a few people? So if the people are here in person to whom I owe the money, and one fella comes and he grabs, I owe him $5,000, he grabs $5,000 worth of furniture, and now that he grabbed, and I already burnt everything else, that's all I have is $5,000. So really, if they would go to Adin Torah, if we would go to Bezna, no one grabbed anything, we would divide everything up, all of the Balachevus will get proportionally. But if one of them already came and he grabbed, so Bachov Karim Ashkin, so he has the whole Shibud Nechosim on this, so he wins all of his money, the others don't get. The Shaila is, what if he's not here, and someone else comes to grab, so instead of grabbing for all three of the Bali Chavis, he grabs for his favorite, for his brother, for his friend, he grabs for one. So that's a Sugya in the Gemara. What's the dinner? He's grabbing for a balchoy because he sees that the loivas is wasting all of his property. He's gambling it all away. He's burning it. He's destroying it. So someone comes to grab, to do a taiva for one of the balchoyvas, but the taiva for that balchoy is a chav for the others because he could have grabbed for all three together.
He could have grabbed, but they wouldn't have grabbed. He wants to grab. He doesn't have to grab for everybody. He grabs for one. But what kind of stuff? They would have lost out anyway.
Okay. So that's the question. Whether you say Zachan Liyadim Shleib Ephanim is such a case.
Well, he was calling a case where he's not burning. He has the money, he comes and he grabs it.
No, let's say he's burning. Let's say he's burning the money.
Burning paper would be, he would want to burn it anyway. So what would have been accomplished if I wouldn't have grabbed it?
Two people want to grab at the same time, and one grabbed the whole thing. Then we'd say it's chav for the second guy. The second guy's grabbing for B, and he's grabbing for A. Then it would be a chav. But if there's one person grabbing, I don't
maybe
know.
Okay. Well, we'll have to analyze what the issue is. So we'll see whether it makes a difference or not. So that's a shayla in the Gemara. What's the din? A teifis lebal chayv. Again, if it's teifis bal chayv, mak mishaloi chav lacherim. I owe money to one bal chayv. So then everybody agrees, if the people see that I'm destroying all of my property, whoever comes and grabs on behalf of the bal chayv is zochin le'adam shleiv efan. But if I owe chayv is to more than one, and by one person coming to grab on behalf of one person, so only that bal chayv is going to collect to the exclusion of the others, so that's chav lachrini, the others are not going to get. So what's the din? That's
why
the shayla.
Why do you have to give a tzia where he's destroying? He would say, I'm not destroying, I have money in the house, and he comes to his money, he doesn't have to be destroying, he can also grab it.
Okay, good.
Too.
Okay.
No, I mean, but you give a tzia like, makes
sure
it seem that, makes it seem that the...
Because the Mishra bottom left.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah,
same thing. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara is going to discuss here. So Rav Huna made a comment on the Mishnah when the Rebbe Rav Yirmiyah was dozing off. So Rav Huna made a comment from the opinion of the Chachomim who say that you do apply Zachan Liyadam Shalai Befanov by Shtash Shichur Evi Knani. Rameh says you don't apply Zachan Liyadam Shalai Befanov because Chov Hula Evi Shayyotim Mitach Shabbat. Just like you don't apply Zachan Liyadam by Get Isha because Chov Hula Isha Shetetim Mitach Hasbailo. We're not so convinced. Before we consult the woman, we're not so convinced that the woman is probably going to want to get. Maybe 50-50. Most of the cases she will not want to get, and even if she will, we're not so convinced. Unless it looks overwhelmingly so that it is litayvasa, then we will declare that it will be zochen. But in most cases it won't be zochen. So Rav Meir holds that you don't apply zochen by shtashich Rav Ignani because it's a chayv. It's a different reason. But the Chachamim hold that it's a schus. Aye, but isn't there another issue involved? Shmamin amid Rabbanan that you even apply Zach Leam Shleim Fanav in the case Atavis Balchayiv Kona. How do you see Atavis Balchayiv Kona?
Because you see according to the Eved, it's a Chavlach to the Eved, because he's Yotz.
No, Chav is a further question. Amalei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef asked the question of Rav Huna. You claim that from this Mishnah, from the Psak that we pass, like the Chacham and the Rav Meir, you can infer this halacha. Atavis l'balchayiv kona. That din that we do agree with.
Yeah.
Makom shechav l'acherim is the shayla, but makom shaloi chav l'acherim is good. So he infers from the Mishnah. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the other Talmud, asked Rav Huna, the one who made the comment, what would the din be? Afilu makom shechav l'acherim, what would the din be? So he says, yes, he thinks the din is the same. Then the Rebbe woke up, Adahachi Yisabu, Rav Yirmiyah woke up, and he said, Kindalach, Amaluhu Dardiki, Kindalach. No, it's all wrong what you said. The din is not so. But before you get to the Hemshech HaGemara, what in the world does our Mishnah have to do with Tefis LeBal Chayiv? What's a Bal Chayiv? What, the Adon was Mechuyiv to free the Eved Knaini? What, he swore to him, he promised to him, he made a Kenyan suitor. He's going to free the Eved Knaini. Tefis says, where's the Bal Chayiv? Taisa doesn't understand Taimer Liri, Taisa Shmamina. Taimer Liri, what's for a Balchai? Ben for a Balchai? What? If I have an Eved Kenani, if I don't want to free the Eved Kenani, I don't free him. You can't force me to free my Eved Kenani, unless the Bezin decides that they're going to be Kaifer. But under normal circumstances, why am I Mechayiv to free the Eved Kenani? So why do you consider me a Balchayiv? What do you mean someone's going to grab? I have property. So if I want to give a Matana, I'll give. I want to give someone a Matana who's not here, so I'll give it to you. You should be kind of him. But if I have on the table, I say, I'm not interested in giving Matana. So you're going to grab it for the... I say, what do you mean, what are you grabbing for? I didn't give permission. If I owe him money, you want to grab. If he would have been here, he would have the right to grab. It would be an Issa to grab. But if he would grab, he would be Balchav Kone Mashkin. So if he's not here and someone else grabs on his behalf, then you can say Zoch Adam Shlebefana. Because if he would be here, he would have the power, he would have the right of him to grab. But over here, what do you mean? Someone's grabbing my clothes, they're grabbing my money from my pocket. I'll tell you something about Chayyib. Is Nishkin Bal Chayyib? Who says that I owe anything to the Abbey? So Taisus asks the Kasha. They don't really give a satisfactory answer. They give a very schwer answer. Very difficult answer. So the Nesivis has a famous comment on this Gemara. In the Torah's Gittin on his daf, and in the Seif and the Nesivis on Choshe Mishpat, that runs as follows. He quotes a Ran in Bava Metzia. The Rabbeinu Nissim in Bava Metzia, quoted by the Nemuka Yosef in Bava Metzia, and the Chiddush Ran has it in the Ran himself, he has it. That runs as follows. The Ran postulates a klal, and it's based on a Yerushalmi, that we are familiar with the din of shlichus. We're learning Gittin already for a long time. So the first Mishnah had a din. The husband wants to divorce his wife, but he doesn't go in person to give the get to the wife. He sends a shlich lohilocha to deliver the get to the wife. So we have a din. The husband can send a shlich to deliver the get. We have in Kiddushin, Ho'ish Mikadish Boy B'Shlucha, Ho'ish Miskadesh is Boy B'Shlucha. The Chosin can send a Shliach and the Kala can send a Shliach. They don't have to, he doesn't have to give the ring over directly to the Kala. And the Shliach can give it to a Shliach. The Chosin can send a Shliach and the Kala can send a Shliach. Let's say I have a house and I want to sell a house. I have to sit in the house all day long. I can make a real estate agent a Shliach and I can say, if you get me a good customer, so I authorize you, you can sell a house, even I won't be here, you can sell a house and the sale will be valid. And that's the din of shlichus. Let's say I want to buy a house. So I go to a real estate agent, I go to a lawyer, and I say, I make you a shliach, buy me a decent house somewhere in this area, and whatever house you'll buy, if it's a reasonable price, I authorize you as the shliach, you can buy. Fine. What if it's a different case? What if I'm angling, I'm a schnorrer, I want to get him to give me $1,000 a matana? So I can't stay here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I don't know when to butter him up. I don't know when it's going to be a good mood, bad mood, when he's angry at his wife, the wife is angry at him. I don't know. So I make a shliach. I make a shliach who lives in that place. I say, when he's in a good mood, you be my shliach and you ask him for the matana. He's in a good mood, my shliach asks him for the matana. So he's going to give, so the Oshir, the wealthy Balabod, the Gvir is going to give the Matana to the Shliach of the Oni, to the Shnora Shliach. Can the Shnora make a Shliach? Can the Shnora make a Shliach?
When discussed, it has to be consideration, like by Matana is no consideration, therefore he has to make a thing by himself.
No. What do you mean consideration? It's secular law.
When you sell something, you give money, you get something back.
Right.
By Matana, it's only one-sided.
Right? One-sided, right. So that's what the Talmud Yerushalmi said, that's what the Ran is based on the Talmud Yerushalmi, that the one who appoints a Shliach has the power of Bailim over this case, so that's why he has the Bailis to appoint a Shliach. You have to be Shlucho Shel Bala Momen. That's the expression that the Ran formulates based on the Talmud Yerushalmi. That the one who wants to be the Mekabel HaMatana is Nishkin Balabos over anything. If I want to buy a house in the neighborhood, so I'm going to have to pay money. I'm going to have to pay $250,000 for the house. So I'm a bailim on the money. You're a bailim on the house. I'm a bailim on the money. The chos and kala, they both have to agree to get married. The chos is going to be meshuvah, she put him to the wife. The wife is going to be meshuvah, she put him to the husband. So the husband can, the chos can make a shliach to give the ring, and the kala can make a shliach to receive the kesef of kiddushin. The baal to divorce his wife. The baal is the whole bailim on the gerushin. So of course he can make a shliach, but the mekabel matana is bechlal nishkin balabos. And the Kabbalah Samatana. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, that's what the Ran develops, this whole theme is based on Yerushalmi, that the Mekabal Matana in advance of receiving the gift cannot, has Nishkin Balabos, to appoint a Shliach to accept to accept the Matana. The Kasha, the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, but isn't there a Tiyufta? There is a din that the Isha can appoint a Shlich for Kabbalah's Haget, and the Get can be given totally Bal Karcha of the Isha, and she's not a Balabosa over anything. The Get can be given Bal Karcha, it's absolutely Lamal of Amar. There's a Chemder Abin Agesh, and you're not allowed to give a Get Bal Karcha.
She's involved.
The Mekabel Matana is also going to become a rich man if he gets the $1 million. He's very much involved. But is Nishkin Balabos to appoint the Shlich? So the Yerushalmi asked Akasha, how can the Isha make a Shlich for Kabbalah Saget? Yerushalmi says that's an exception to the rule. A separate pasuk, Vishilach Vishilcho, and I think we may have mentioned that Tosfei HaRosh in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin is bothered with that kasha. Why do you need a separate pasuk, Vishilach Malamet Shabbalo is a Shlich, and Vishilcho Malamet Shaisha is a Shlich? Can't you learn that one from the other? The Gemara Kiddushin discusses why you need a pasuk for Karbonis, and you need a pasuk for Shlichas for Truma, and a pasuk for Shlichas for Gittin and Kiddushin. Why shouldn't you learn out one from the other? And the Gemara answers everything. Why you wouldn't be able to learn out? But you can't learn out the Shlichas HaIsha from the Shlichas HaBaal. Let it say Vishilach Shabbal is a Shliach, and Mimela the Isha is the same thing. So the Tesvei HaRosh says, not at all. Because the Get is normally, can be given Bal Korch of the Isha. Her Das is Lamal of Lamar. So the Isha is not at all the Balabos on the Kenyan Shtar of the Gerishin. So I would have thought, logically speaking, she can't appoint the Shliach at all. It's not Shluchah Shal Balamamen. So Kamash Malan the Pasuk, that's a big Chiddush, and it's really a different din of Shlichas. It's not the normal din of Shlichas that the Bailim authorizes someone else to act on their behalf. It's a special din, like Yadi Yisera Zochel Rachmana. She makes a Shliach who just serves as a Yad. It's not the regular din of Shlichas. That's what the Rambam says you need Edis Lekimot over there. When the Baal makes a shlich to give the get, you don't need Edis Lekim Adav when he appoints the shlich. When the Isha makes a shlich, you do need Edis Lekim Adav. The Rambam also seems to hold that it's a special din. Rav Baruch Be has in his Sefer, and get the whole Arichas on this. And this Talmud Yerushalmi, that in order to appoint a shlich, you have to be the Bailim on the Maisa. That's a din that the Gemara has, let's say, by Chalitza. Let's say, by Chalitza. If a man dies, man is married and dies and leaves no descendants, no children, no grandchildren, so the wife has to have chalitza. So the chalitza means that the almana has to take off the right shoe from the leg of the brother-in-law, of the yavam, right. So what happens if they live in two parts of the world? So can somebody make a shliach to do chalitza or not? So the Gemara says no. And then the Gemara says, because you cannot make a shliach, therefore milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. Since you couldn't possibly do chalitza ide shaliach, therefore neither the yavam nor the yavam can make a tanai. Even though you really need the chalitza, is only matter the woman lihinasi lashuk. If you have niskaven hu and niskaven he has to have in mind. Let's say she is a salesman in a shoe store, and the brother-in-law comes in, the surviving brother comes in order to buy a pair of shoes. So she puts on a shoe, she takes off the shoe, puts on another shoe, takes off, and then keeps on putting on, taking off. So she did chalitza many times, and you have a bezin, an edim, and kosher edim, everyone's watching, so the din is that's no good. The only time the chalitza is good is if she had in mind that this is the chalitza that's going to be mata her, and he had in mind that with this chalitza, is going to be mataris l'inasa l'ashuk. The Gemara says, learns that from a pasuk, ashi is kavanish name. You have to have kavanish name. So if you need kavanish name, so one would have thought, oh, so they're both, it's like kiddushin, that you need das chos and the das akala. So it means that by chalitza, they're both the balabatim on this, they're both bailim on the heter of the chalitza. So I should say that each should be able to make it tonight. Let's say he'll have in mind, the wise guy, he'll have in mind, the chalitza should only be valid if she pays me $50,000. She'll have in mind the chalitza should only be valid on some other condition, whatever. Each one wants to stick the other with, so they want to add on it tonight. So the Gemara says, neither can be matal tonight. Why not? But you need dashne. So whenever you need my das, why can I not express my das ala tonight? So the Gemara says, no, because we have a rule, milsa de leise b'shlichas, leise b'tanai. What kind of satay says? Well, why should that be so? What kind of halacha is that? Milsa de leise b'shlichas, leise b'tanai. So Taisis writes in Ksubis, that's a svara, that's not a chok, it's not a gzeres hakos, it's a svara. If it's leise b'shlichas, means that you're not really a bailim on this chalois. The only one who can appoint a shlich is the one who's a balabas over here. The same as the Rad, the same as the Yerushalmi. Whoever is the balamam and whoever is the bailim has the authority with the power vested in me as the bailim. I appoint you as the shliach. So by chalitza, neither can make a shliach. But you need that she's kavnish name. No, that's ananda meise. If she's just trying on shoes and taking off shoes, it's not called chalitza. If you have kavanah shneim, then it's called chalitza. It's a different word. You don't need the kavanah shneim. Not like a chas and kala. You need das or isha with the kiddushin. You need das or isha. So they're both bailam on the kinyan of kiddushin. By gerishin, you only need das habal. You don't need das or isha. So the baal is the sole bailam. By chalitza, neither is a bailam. Chalitza is the whole thing is exeris hakasav. The woman is not allowed to remarry. And when they'll perform this mitzvah, then the Torah says the woman is allowed to remarry. It's not that they create the heter lashuk. It's not like by kiddushin, they both agree they're going to get married, and each one is going to be obligated to the other one. The husband is obligated to the wife. They're mutual, they're reciprocal obligations, and they're both maskim to the kiddushin, and you need dashneim. By chalitza, you don't need dashneim. You need kavon, ashis kavnu. That's what Rav Chaim says. Kavon alachud and das lachud. Two different terminologies. Das is something that's expressed by the bailam on the mice. Kavon is a different thing, that it should be called the kiyam mitzvah of chalitza. So that's what Tosis says, that by chalitza you cannot be matala tonight. The Gemara says, you cannot make neither the yavam nor the yavamim can say the chalitza should only be valid on such and such a condition, because milsa the leisa b'shlich is leisa b'tonight. Since neither of them can make a shliach, because neither of them is really a bailam, so neither of them can make a tanaya. The only one who can make a tanaya is the one whose das is neither b'tor is das bailam. So the Ran has postulated this klal, that in order to appoint a shliach, you have to be appointed by the Bala Momen, Shlucha Shal Bala Momen. What's the whole institution? Then the Ran has further. The Ran in Bava Metzia, in the first Perek, has a discussion of this Gemara a little bit, and the Nesivus and Simen Kufei has an elaboration, and the Teres Gittin and our Gemara. It was also by the Nesivus. On this daf has it. That's what Rav Soloveitchik also said. Without mentioning the Nesivus, he gave the whole Yeshivas. Everybody gives the same mahalach on this strange Gemara. And Tosis Kashi, what is the Tzushtel? What did the Gemara compare this to? Tavis L'bachar V'mokash L'chav L'chem has nothing to do with that. So the Nesivis explains it as follows. What is the idea of Zachan Li'adam Shloi B'fon? What is that all about? The other fellow is not here, so I give you the matana that you should be kain on his behalf. How is he kainah? Gevald, Halacha says that the kainah has to make a kinyan hagbo. He's not even here, doesn't even know about it. So what good is it that you're making the kinyan for him? So Rashi and Taisvis are both of the opinion, there's a big machlokes. Rashi and Taisvis are of the opinion that Shchiyah is mitam shlichas. Normally, a shliach means I appoint you as my shliach. I know what's going to happen. I have a house and I want to sell it and I'm not going to be here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So I appoint you as a shliach, you should sell the house. I appoint you as a shliach, you should buy the house, whatever the case happens to be. So I memana you, the mishalech is memana the shalech. Here by the situation of Zoch Leon Nushle Bifonov, so the Torah says, since it's Litoivasa Shal Plaini, so the Torah declares that you become a shliach even though Plaini never appointed you. The mishalech, the one on whose behalf you're doing the act of shliach, has never appointed you. Nonetheless, it's considered, if he would have known about it, he would have probably wanted you to do it. So we assume Zoch Leon Nushle Bifonov, it's considered as if you are his shliach. So the question is it shayach, let's say, if I want to give you a matana, again, I want to give him a matana, Pliny is not here tonight, I want to give him a matana, so I give you the matana to be kind of a Pliny. So what do you mean? If he would have been here, if he would know about it, he would have been able to appoint you as a shliach. So even though he didn't know about it, but it's an umdana, he would probably want this significant matana. So it's considered as if he made you a shliach. What do you mean? He would know about it. He can make you a shliach. The mekabel matana. Nishkin bala moment. How can he make you a shliach? What's going on over here? How can you ever say the whole din of Zoch Leon Shloi B'fonov and the Rashi and Taisis, all the Balei Taisis are of the opinion that Shchiyah is mitam shliach, is a form of shliach. How can he be a shliach? It's not shluch shel bala moment. So the Nesiva says the answer appears in a Taisis in the middle of Ezehu Neshech. He dug up in the middle of Ezehu Neshech, that's all about Ribbis. From the beginning to the end, there's one Omid Gemara that's about Zoch Leon Shloi B'fonov. Also has to do with Ribbis, but basically not. About Yidin with Goyim, Ribbis between Yidin and Goyim. So that there's a Taisis has one line that runs as follows. I want to give him a Matona, and he's not here, so I give you the Matona to be kind of him. So Taisis says that's Zoch Leon Shloi B'fonov and Shchi Mitam Shlichas. So we have a klal, Ein Shlichas La'akuv. The pasuk that we learn out Shlichas from is Memayit, Atem Gam Atem, Rabbi Shluchach, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Rabbi Shluchach B'nei Bris. Shlichas doesn't work for a goy. What do you mean it doesn't work for a goy? So there are two dinah. if the Meshaleach is a goy and he appoints a yid to serve on his behalf, there's no shlichus. Or if a yid appoints a goy to serve as a shlichus also, there's no din of shlichus. So what about in the following situation? I want to give Pliny a matone, and he's not here, so I give it to you, and you're kind of for him. So zach le'adam shlai b'fanav is also mitam shlichus, a form of shlichus. So it wouldn't apply by goy. Who's a goy? Who's a goy? So if the middleman, if I'm giving it the matana to a goy, I give it to a goy, that he should be kind of for a yid, they say there's no shlichus la'akum, a non-Jew cannot serve as a shlichus. So that we understand. What if the mekabel ha-matana is a goy? What would the din be over here?
He can't make a shliach. The goy can't make a shliach.
No. A goy can neither make a shliach nor serve as a shliach. So if the middleman who's making the kinyan on behalf of the other one, if he's a goy, so that's a din. Eventually, shliach is lakum. What if he's a yid? But the noisen hamatana, let's say this case, what if the noisen hamatana is a goy? The noisen hamatana is a goy.
The noisen hamatana is not making a shliach. You're saying that the mekabel is making the shliach.
So what if I'm a goy?
Yeah.
I'm a goy, and I want to give the matana to a yid who's not here. So I give the matana to you, that you should be kind of for the other yid. So that's not it's wonderful. A yid is echa for a yid. So Tosis has one line. They say no. If the noisen hamatana is a goy, ain't shlichus legoy. I cannot appoint him as shlich. What do you mean I cannot appoint? He's a shlich for the other fella. He yid is a shlich for the other yid. So that's what the Nesivis points out. No, the Mekabel Matana cannot appoint the shlich. He's Mishken Balabos. I am the Balamamin. So normally, can I make a shlich that, let's say you wrote a get for your wife, but you never gave the get. You have it just in case. I'll make the shliach that the shliach should give the get to your wife. No, how am I balabas to give the to give your get to your wife? Yeah. I can make a shliach on my zachen. How can I make a shliach on your zachen? So here the Tosis says by zachen liadam shleibefanav, if it's mine, if the matana is mine, I want to give it to you that you should be kind of for him. So since it's mine and it's an umdina that he probably would want the matana, that's why it's called the zechus. So I am a balabas to make the middleman a shliach. So I'm the mishaleach. I'm the one who's the mimana of the shliach. So if I'm a goy, and I point the yid to be mekabla matona, to be zecha matona on behalf of another yid, so Taisa says, no, ain't shliach is laku. So the Nesivus points out that Taisa says, that's the solution to the problem. How can you ever have an institution of zochen liyadam shaloi b'fonov? To give, I give you a matana, you should be zeich on behalf of Pliny, but tchi is mitam shlichus, so it's considered as if he made you a shliach. What do you mean, has nishkin balabas to make you a shliach? Even if he would know about it in advance, that I'm considering giving a matana. How can he make a shliach? He has no, he's not. If he's buying a home, a selling a home, so he's either the balam on the money or the balam on the home. But Ashnor is going to make a shliach to be mekabel matana of him, is nishkin balamomen. So that's what the Nesivus and Simen Kuf Hei points out, that Tosfos solves the problem by explaining the Noisen HaMatana has the right, he's the Bailam, he has the right to appoint the middleman as a Shliach, to be Mekabel the Matana on behalf of the other one. I am the Mishaleach. So that's called Yesh Shlichus. If I'm a Goy, then it's Ein Shlichus Lakum. The Goy cannot be Memana HaShliach. The Goy can neither serve as a Shliach, nor can the Goy be Memana HaShliach. That's what the Nesivus points out.
What happens if the other person is a goy?
I find a messiah and I want to zech for somebody.
Yeah.
No baal there.
Oh. So the Gemara in Bava Metziah in the first parak has this here. Bava Metziah Daf Yud Amud Aleph has a discussion. There's a Dovah Shel Hefker sitting in the street. $1 million bill fell down from heaven, sitting in the middle of the street. That's a crucial question. Is this a dollar bill that fell down from heaven? Or is this an Aveda Lachayyush? The Nesivus makes a big spiel about it. Let's say it's a Dovah Shel Hefker. Let's say there's a Dovah Shel Hefker sitting in the middle of the street, and someone goes over and picks it up. He doesn't need it. He's a multimillionaire. He doesn't need this money. He goes and he picks it up on behalf of somebody else. Hamagbiya Mitzia Lachaveru. I pick up a Dovah Shel Hefker on behalf of somebody else. Would it be, is the Din Zochli on the Shleibifonov Konachaveru? Or would you say Loi Konachaveru? Me'ezetam, should I say Loi Konachaveru? Me'ezetam. So the Gemara Gita Loshen that it's Chav Lachem.
Other people could pick
it
up.
Since other people could have picked it up, and now that I picked it up for Pliny, I'm preventing other people. So that's called Tavis Bachal Mavish Chav Lachem. So a little strange, it's not really Chav Lachem. So the Nesivis quotes the Ran on that Gemara in Bar Mitzvah Daf Yud, who says that it's all a Melitza. What it means is the following. Zichia is dach mitam shlichas. Chia has to work mitam shlichas. So you always need shlucha shal balamomen. So how do you ever have shlucha shal balamomen? I give you a matana to be kind of for him. He can't even make you a shlich if he tries. So the answer is, but I own the thing right now. Like the Tosis wrote in Ezer Neshach. So I, the balamomen, I'm the balamatana, I have a right. This is Bamed Ramamurim. If I'm giving you a matana to be kind of a ploini. What if it's a Dov Shal Hefka sitting in the street? No, so if I'm kind of first, then it's mine.
But I don't want to be kind.
I don't want to be kind. I don't have a mind.
But it could be kind. But it could be kind.
That's a different thing. Okay, so we pass in Lalacha, since it's really kind, it's good. It's fine. But before you get to that Kenech, that's what Taisis
interprets. How can you give Matana that you don't own?
Right, I'm not giving Matana. He's not giving you. I pick up. Okay, so Taisis adds that Kenech. That's how we pass in. But what's the din? Is a Dovah Shal Hefka, $1 million bill sitting in the street? I pick it up, I have in mind I do not want to be kaina, but I want to be kaina this matana on behalf of Pliny. Would you say Zachin Liyadam Shalai Bifana? So the Ran says there's no Shalucha Shal Balamam. Zachin, Zachia is Mitam Shlichis. Oh, if it belongs to me. So I'm a Bailam to make a Shliach on my things. But as a Dovah Shal Hefka, there is no Balamam. So you should say over there, it's not shayach. The Mekabel Matana couldn't have even appointed a shliach if he wanted to, wouldn't help. So you can't say that he's a shliach, the one who picks it up is a shliach. And there's no bailim at all to say that he's appointing the shliach. So the Ran interprets that that's what this Lashon means. It's not so much because Chav L'Acherim. The story is like this. I owe money to a few people. Now, if I take my property and I say, you pick up this property to be kind of a pliny, I know the police are going to come and they're going to confiscate all of my property, they're going to divide it equally. But I owe money to three balichod. I like one of them better than the other. So I say to you, you pick it up to be kind of for him. He's my favorite. Say, he's your favorite. My favorite, so you pick it up is good. I didn't authorize you to pick up. You came and you decided on your own to grab for him. So I never appointed you. I never appointed you to you as a shlucha shal balamomen. And the other guy doesn't have it yet.
Yes.
He doesn't have it yet. So that's what the Ran explains, not that Hamagbiya Mitzila Havero or that our Gemara is the same case as Tefes Balchav Makshachav Lachem. No. You have the same problem in all three cases. How can you say that there's a shlucha shal balamomen? By being Meshacher and Eviknaini. Eviknaini, Komashikon, Evikon, Rabbi. The Odin owns the Eviknaini totally. When you're Meshacher and Eviknaini, you're making a Gavram and Eviknaini, Yeshmeyain, who's a Balabos, that he has a right to be Koine Mammon. Because Mandir is my Eviknaini, he doesn't even exist as an entity who is entitled to hold possess any property. So what do you mean? The Eviknaini should be able to make appoint a Shliach, because the whole thing is well. So the Pashtus is that the. So if I write a shtar shichru, I'm the Baal Ho'evin, and I give you the shtar shichru, and I say, Zai zoiche, bi zoiche, the shtar shichru from my Yavik Naini. So then I'm the Baal Ho'evin, so I can appoint. But if I didn't say bi zoiche, I tell you, you know, I'd really like to be Meshacher my Yavik Naini, but he's not here. So I tell you what, you take this and you look for the Yavik Naini, and when you find him, I appoint you as a shliach to deliver this shtar shichru to the Yavik Naini. Then you take, I express my interest in freeing the Yavik Naini. Then you take the shtar shichur and say, "Oh, I'm magbia the shtar shichur on behalf of the Eviknaini, zochel le'ad mishlei b'fanav." So the Odon never said zay zayche. If I give the shtar shichur to you and I say be zayche, so I'm the balamomen and I pointed you as the shluyach, so shlucha shel balamomen is good. But if I didn't say be zayche, I say tein shtar shichur zeh le'avdi. I express my interest in being mishach. Then you take the shtar shichur on my instructions, and then you decide, I authorize you to go give it. I told you go be mishachrim. And then instead of spending a whole week to go find the Eved, so you pick it up and you say, I'm zeich on behalf of the Eved. So you were never appointed by the balamomen. And you can't say it's considered as if the Eved appointed you. It's nishkin balamomen that he should have the right to appoint you. So the Nesiva says, based on the Ran, not that this is a case of taifas balchav makon shachav lachir. No, you have the same problem in all three cases. The one who's going to grab the property from the loive was not appointed by the Balaman. The loive, I didn't appoint you. I didn't authorize you. I didn't give it to you and tell you to be zeicha for that malve. And he can't even appoint you if he wants to. He's nishkin balabas over here. So that's cool. There's a problem of shlucha shel Balaman in there. And by the Eved Kenani is a problem of shlucha shel Balaman. And by the Dov shel Hefka, all three share the same problem. So that's why the Gemara uses this malitza. Doesn't mean that this is a case of Tadis Balchayv. It's a Nishkin Balchayv, but all three have the same problem. So why does it make a difference whether I owe money to more than one Balchayv or I only owe to one Balchayv? So the Magid Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes a Tshuvas Harif, who writes that it's only a takana de rabbana minatayra. It's the same thing, whether it's chav lachmini or loy chav lachmini. Minatayra, you cannot pick up. If I give you the property, I owe money, and I give you the property, and I say, I tell you what, I'm spending all the money, you pick this up, and you'll be kind of him. So then avada, the balamomen made you the shliach to be taifis for the balchayt. But if I didn't authorize you, and you grab on your own, so the Rif writes, mikaradin, it doesn't make a difference whether there's only one balchayt or many balchayt. Mikaradin, it should never be any good. It's only a takana de rabbanon that it should be good in the situation when it's loy chav lachmini. But chav lachmini, they never made a takana de rabbanon. That's how the Rif learns. And mikaradin, it's lo malo v'lamor, whether chav lachmini or not. It's just taifis lo balchayv loy kona. Mikaradin. That's how the Rif writes in the tshuva. The Magid Mishnah quotes that tshuva as a Rif. The Nesivis tries to make everything into a din deraisa. He has a whole charifus why everything might be a din deraisa.
Why isn't the balchayv a baal?
Why shouldn't he be a baile? Because I owe him money. Okay, so perhaps the Nesivis tries to touch that up. He says maybe he is the Baal HaMamon. Maybe he is.
What is the case?
Because Meshubit,
you don't own it.
No, that's a problem.
He is entitled to collect. So why shouldn't he have the right?
You're giving away from the other people that you owe money.
Yeah, but there's a shiva.
He doesn't have it yet. Yeah.
What happens in the case that you said before, that if you are makna to a Jewish person to give it to a non-Jew, you are the balbus of the, then you could, that would be good.
It's also not good.
Making a shliach, you can do it, you can tell the money go throw it in the river.
But of course, the shliach is functioning on his behalf. Lachari ain't shliach's lakum should cover three psulim.
Yeah.
The shliach who's doing the act on behalf of someone else cannot be an akum. The one who does the minui has shlichus cannot be an akum, and the one on whose behalf the shlichus is done, lachar can also not be an akum. Lachar, all three are. We always thought that there are two dinim.
Yeah,
lachar, there are three chesreinus. All three cases is in shlichus lak.
I always thought the shlichus is.
So let's say you give the kumtzen, you give the bar kumtzen.
No, so then the whole shlichus is bottled. Shlich sheshine be shlichus is no good. Let's say I send the shliach, I tell him I want to marry a brunette. did what I asked him to do, if he's Mishana in it. The Gemara discussed has to be a significant shina, just a slight shina, doesn't matter.
But how does but the shliach down now? You say you want mishachay eved, shachay eved. He has two avodim, two tall ones. Shachay the tall one. He says shachay the tall one. Then later you tell me you meant the other one, or you didn't tell me which one?
No. Then since if he didn't tell the shliach clearly, then it means that he left it up to the discretion of the shliach. Yeah.
You cannot go back.
Right. Let's say I'm a farmer. And I point, or I have a store, and I point the shliach to be mafish trumas and mice. expensive, and they can all do it. They can learn Mishnayos and Shul between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So my son gets other children also. So if you make a fuss about the mitzvahs that you're doing for the purpose of encouraging other people to do the same thing, so adrabba, then there is an inyan to be mefarsimit. Or to, let's say, when they make an appeal in Shul, so they announce the pledges. So they have a pareches, so they have a sefer Torah, and they write that this was donated by one person. It's not the kehillah put together money. So everybody puts money in the pushka, everybody gives their dues to the shul, everybody donates money, and all together. No! One person went out of his way to give money, or a sefer was printed, it was paid for by Pliny. So you point out, Pliny, even though it would have perhaps been more proper to be master, the fact that he's doing such midas chasidus, but if you think that it may possibly encourage other people to do the same, then you are. That's what it's the Tshuva Sarajbo, that's quoted in the Hilchas Tzedakah, the mefarsim and maise mitzvah, it's an inyan to, based on a Yerushalmi like that, it's an inyan to be mefarsim in order to encourage other people to do the same. So it's a hard judgment call. Sometimes you have to figure out when it's kedai, yes, to be mefarsim, and when it's not. That's what the... Sometimes when you're mefarsim, so the person himself would do the mitzvah even better. That's how the Medrash says. Reuven would have known that they're going to write about him such... He would have carried him on his shoulders. He wouldn't have been afraid of the other brothers. He didn't know. So he only did a hatzolah port, and it wasn't so gewaldig.
And the Shemayim...